This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I want to welcome you to my program. We've been talking about a very important subject, and that is recovering all. Has the enemy ever tried to steal something from you, and it was a struggle to get back what you lost? Or maybe you didn't get it back. That's what I want to talk to you about. I want to give you an example today from the Old Testament of a person who lost so many things, and it was all recovered back to her and more. Oh, you're going to love this lesson today. And I also want to offer you my teaching series. It's a 5-part video series, and I really want you to have this because these teachings are so encouraging. And maybe there's somebody who doesn't want to just listen or they don't want to read anything, but they'll watch something and you could get that for them and be a blessing to them. Or the companion study guide. I would love this because then you could study the Bible as you were listening to the lessons. And I want to offer you also my book, Unstoppable. And I think this book, I've had so many testimonies of people who got so encouraged because they were tempted to stop. Be stopped by unforgiveness or stopped by somebody else's negative opinion constantly and trying to put that out of their mind and the power of that negative opinion trying to stop them, or just fear trying to stand in your way. I want you to have this book. Well, I want you to stay with me because I'm coming right back and we are going to study how you can recover all.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
Friend, today I want to talk to you about a young woman who lost so much. But you're going to see the process of how she recovered all and more. And that is Esther. We have a book in the Bible named Esther. And this is her story. And it's so amazing. So what happened as the book opens is this most powerful man in the world at that time, this king, he owned and ruled so much that he wanted to have a celebration and celebrate all of his riches and all of his glory and all of his power. Well, if you can imagine, this celebration went on for 180 days. Yes, a half of a year, celebrating about how great you are. And then at the end, he wanted to bring his closest peers to him and those he worked with, his colleagues. And for 7 days, they just drink the best wine and as much wine as they could. So at the end of this drunken time with his friends, he decided there was one beauty that he hadn't brought out yet. And that was his beautiful queen, Vashti. Well, Vashti heard that. She was invited and summoned to be before the king and that he wanted to show her beauty. And she refused. Well, it made the king mad. And all of his counselors said, you have to punish her because all the other wives are going to think that they have this kind of authority just to rebel against their husbands. So they made a plan. They exiled her and they told the king that this is what you need to do. You just need to go and take as many young virgins out of the area there and bring them to yourself, and then you can pick the one that you want to be your next queen. So all these soldiers went out into all these homes and took all these young virgins and brought them to the palace. And there was one, and her name was Hadassah. She was a Jewish girl. She was taken care of by her cousin Mordecai. And Mordecai loved God, and he, of course, trained her to love God and trust God. And but they came, those soldiers came, and they kidnapped beautiful Hadassah. And the last thing that Mordecai said to her was, "Do not reveal your identity, and your name now is Esther." It was a Persian name. So she is now taken with all these other virgins, and they're brought into the palace. And so what they started doing was they started giving them beauty treatments because they were getting them ready for their night with the king. And these preparations went on for 12 months. Well, what the Bible says in chapter 2, verse 9 of Esther, it says that, "Now the young woman pleased him," talking about the eunuch that was taking care of all these girls, "and she obtained his favor. So he readily gave beauty preparations to her besides her allowance. Then 7 choice maidservants were provided for her from the king's palace, and he moved her and her maidservants to the best place in the house of the women." And so Esther is just receiving all this kind of favor. Well, it came time, you know, her 12 months had passed. She'd had all of her beauty treatments. She'd had all of her favor. And now it was time for her to come before the king. And the Bible says that in verse 17 of chapter 2, it says, "The king loved Esther more than all the other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the other virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti." So now we see that Esther, she now is Queen Esther. Now I want to tell you, because we're talking about restoring all, what she lost. When she was kidnapped, she lost her name. She eventually lost her virginity. She lost her family. She lost her religion. And she lost her language. A lot to lose. But now God is starting to restore, and now he's restoring her dignity to her. But so much more to happen in Esther's life. Well, there's a wicked man by the name of Haman that this king begins to put a lot of trust in, and he elevates him to a high position. Well, Haman would go down the streets, and he would expect everyone to bow before him. Well, Mordecai refused to bow before him. And this made Haman so angry. And you're not going to believe what this evil man, so evil, because he's angry, because one person would not bow before him. And this is what he decides to do, because Mordecai's Jewish, he knows that. So because Mordecai won't bow, this man's so evil, he wants to annihilate the whole Jewish nation, the whole Jewish people. So look in verse 13. So this is horrible news for the Jewish people in chapter 3. "And the letters were sent by couriers into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill and to annihilate all the Jews. Unbelievable. I don't want you to just look at this like a story. Try to put yourself in this place. What if you were going to be annihilated, and your family and your children and your mother and everything that you had was going to be taken from you, and your life is going to be over, and it's going to happen in one day? Listen to the rest of this verse. Both young and old, little children and women, in one day, all those soldiers were going to come out and just start slaughtering all the Jewish people, children, women, young and old. On the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to plunder all their possessions. Cannot even imagine receiving that kind of news. And so Mordecai, he starts seeking God. And it says that he put sackcloth and ashes on, and he was outside of the palace, and Esther heard that he was out there, and like, why are you looking so horrible down there? And of course, she's looking very queenly and has all this wealth and riches and power. And there is her beloved Mordecai down there in sackcloth and ashes. And she wants to know why. Actually, she even sends him better clothes to wear, and he refuses it. And what Mordecai says is in chapter 4, he said, and Mordecai told them to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai. I want to point out before we go on that Mordecai knows something. Mordecai knows that the Jews will not be destroyed. Even though he just received this horrible letter, and it's going out to all the Jews, he doesn't believe that all the Jews will be destroyed. But he does believe if Esther does not speak up, she will be destroyed and the Jews will be saved. That is amazing. And that's the authority of which Mordecai was speaking from. The next verse says, then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days. Night or day, my maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him. Esther had not been called by the king for 30 days. And it was against the law to go before the king if you hadn't been called by the king. And if you did that, and if he didn't hold out his golden scepter to you when you came, they just immediately cut your head off. It was immediate death. And she knew that. And she knew that if she came before him, because she's breaking all law, she's breaking all protocol, that she could lose her life. But she said, if I perish, I perish. You know, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives even unto death. Esther proved right there that she did not love her life, even unto the death. She was going to give up her life to help save the Jewish people. Well, as the story goes on, Esther does present herself to the king. He does hold out the scepter. He does let her life be saved. And he asks her, what does she want? She says, I want to have a banquet for you and for Haman. Well, that sounds like a strange request, but remember, Mordecai's been praying, all the Jews have been fasting, Esther's been fasting, all of her maids have been fasting. Everyone is in that place, a desperate place of seeking God for his answer. And when you seek God for his answer, the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 8, that those that draw near to God, he will draw near to them. And they're drawing as near as they can to God, and God is drawing near to them. And Esther has this wisdom, this dignity to have this big banquet for Haman and for the king. And so they come to that first banquet, and he says, what do you want? And she says, let me give you a second banquet. So the second banquet happens. Now at this time, something else happens. But remember, they're seeking the Lord, so God is working. And before this time, two people had tried to assassinate the king. And the one who saved his life and reported it was Mordecai. And so it was written in the books that those two men tried to assassinate the king, and it was Mordecai who saved his life. Well, in chapter 6, verse 1, we have an amazing verse, and I'll read it to you. And it says, that night the king could not sleep. So one was commanded to bring the books of the records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And at that time, that's when he found out about those two men who wanted to assassinate him and that Mordecai was the one that saved his life. And the king says, what was done for this man who saved my life? And they said, no, nothing, king, nothing was done. He calls Haman in, who is completely behind the annihilation of the Jews, and coerced the king to put his signature on it. And so the king summons Haman, and he says, Haman, he says, what should be done for the man that the king wants to honor? Well, Haman, so full of himself, he thinks that the king wants to honor him. I think this is one of the funniest things in the Bible. And so Haman says, let a royal robe be brought which the king has worn, and a horse on which the king has ridden, which has a royal crest placed on its head. Then let this robe and the horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that he may array the man whom the king delights to honor. Of course, Haman thinks it's him all the time when the king is speaking. Then parade him on horseback through the city square and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man who the king delights to honor. The next verse says, then the king said to Haman, hurry, take this robe and the horse and all that I have suggested, and do this for Mordecai the Jew. And Haman had to do all this for Mordecai, who he hated, and walk down the street and proclaim, this is the man that the king wants to honor. Can you even imagine? By this time, Haman is in such deception by all his arrogancy and his pride that he's built a gallows for Mordecai to be hung on. He's planning Mordecai's death. And the king is planning his praise. Well, the second banquet comes. And Esther, at this banquet, she reveals her identity. And the Bible says that at that banquet, the king turned aside and Haman tried to touch Esther. The king turns around and he says, "You would do this in my own palace to my own queen." And there's an interesting verse because I love when the king speaks. And it's verse 9 in chapter 7. And it says, "The gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good on the king's behalf, is standing at the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him on it." There was no hesitancy about Haman's judgment. And Esther, in her sacrificial attitude, in her bravery, now she'd lost everything. She'd lost her language. She lost her virginity. She lost her name. She lost her religion. She lost her family. But when she stands up and when they seek the Lord and fast and pray and she receives the wisdom from God, everything was restored. The Jews were completely saved. And Mordecai was lifted up to the position of Haman. Oh, friend, you can't outgive the Lord. You can't outgive Him. He's always going to give back more to you than you ever gave. And if the enemy's stolen something from you, it's God's will for you to recover it. And I want you to see how Esther, everything was stolen from her. She recovered it all and more, and a whole nation. The nation of Israel to this day celebrates that day that the Jews were saved. Well, I want you to stay with me because I'm coming right back and we're going to pray together.
Have you ever struggled to get back something the enemy stole from you? Maybe you never got it back and you feel that loss. Did you know you don't have to live that way? The Bible tells us that Jesus paid the price to give us recovery power that can reclaim everything the enemy steals, kills, or destroys. In her new series, You Can Recover All, Denise Renner presents the stories of four people who lost everything, but through their trust in God, it all restored to them. Join Denise as she teaches about positioning yourself to seek God, acting out God's plan, trusting God's process, claiming your physical restoration, recognizing Jesus' sacrifice. This powerful five-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book Unstoppable by Denise Renner. In this book, Denise reveals fresh insights from God's Word about how you can overcome hindrances that the enemy exploits to clog up your divine supply, whether it's rejection, fear of man, unforgiveness, or other people's negative opinions trying to hold you down. You don't have to take it. Learn how you can push past every obstacle and become unstoppable for God. You can order Unstoppable today for $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the series, You Can Recover All, and the book Unstoppable by Denise Renner today. Call the number on your screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Friend, wasn't that encouraging to see how Esther, in her humility, it actually opened the door for God to do amazing things. She lost her family. She lost her language. She lost her virginity. She lost her religion. She lost it all. But in her humility, she gained it all back. She recovered all of it, and more, and a nation. You cannot outgive God. God always gives back more than we give. And many times when we're facing a difficult situation and fear is screaming in our mind, or maybe somebody's opinion is screaming in our mind about our situation, our power is when we humble ourselves and say, Lord, I don't care what they say. I don't care what I think. I don't care what I see. I believe your word. And we humble ourselves to bow before God and proclaim who He is. And in doing that, we position ourselves to recover all. Oh, I want to pray for you. Father, I pray for my friend right now. Somebody's listening right now and you've lost a lot, but I'm telling you, you can recover all. Position yourself like Esther. Seek the Lord. The Bible says if you draw near to the Lord, He'll draw near to you. He'll draw near to you with His power and with His answers. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to be with my friend today. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'll see you on the next program. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you.
Denise Renner is a mentor to women, an author, and a classically trained vocalist. With television, satellite, and internet platforms combined, the ministry of Rick and Denise Renner reaches a potential worldwide audience in the millions. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity.